We have an old pill doctor here that's good. He's good on it, but it takes his medicine a long time.
Mm-hmm. Do they itch, or?
Oh, Lord, yes, yeah, itch and swells, too.
Huh.
I show you a woman here on West Main Street that used to live by us on the farm, and she lived more on the creek. And that family had to work on the farm just like we did. There was two girls there. Two out of the family. Two boys and two girls and their father worked in the field, and when they got down in the bottom, any time them girls did, they'd take that poison over. Mm-hmm. Called poison ivory.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I don't think it's fatal or anything like that, but it's lots of misery when it gets on.
Mm. That used to bother me when I was a boy. I don't know if it still does.
You get around it just one time, you find out.
Well, I've been pretty careful.
In the spring of the year, you see, when the sap's coming up, when it's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this time of year, it's pretty well matured, and it isn't near so contagious.
Mm-hmm.
But you sure catch it in the spring of the year if you're allergic to it.
I don't like it a bit.
When it jumps on you, you'll have a lot of misery, and it's going to be an expense to get rid of.
Mm-hmm. I took some Purex once with a paintbrush. Had it all over my stomach.
Yeah.
And I just painted that on with a paintbrush and just kept going. I noticed the brush was getting smaller and smaller and smaller, and pretty soon it ate up all the bristles.
I'll be done.
Didn't bother the poison ivy.
It didn't.
Bothered me, but it didn't touch it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's see, some terms of relationship. A woman whose husband has died, what would you say she is?
We call her a widow.
Mm-hmm.
And the man, vice versa, you know, he's called a widower.
Mm-hmm. And how would your wife refer to you?
How do you mean now?
Well, you say she's the wife, or your wife.
I'm the husband.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you call him, my husband, or the husband?
That's right. That's the way she introduces.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Senior was your...
father.
What did you usually call him?
Well, it depends on how the children's raised, referring to mother and father.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my children always call their mother Mama.
Mm-hmm.
And for a long, long time, they call me Papa, but as they grow out, they say Dad.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it is.
What did you call your father?
Call him Papa as long as he lived.
Mm-hmm. What did you call your mother?
Well, you see, my mother died when I was just 5 years old. Of course, we just called her Mama. I know we do. But we always call her.
Mm-hmm. Your mother and your father, you'd say, were your...
Mama and Papa.
These
were my parents that we were talking about.
Mm-hmm. Did you know your grandfather at all?
On the father's side, I did.
What did you call him?
Grandpa.
How about your grandmother?
Grandma.
If a boy has the facial characteristics of his father, you'd say he what?
I just don't know how to answer that.
Favors.
Hmm?
Resembles, favors?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.